This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on the show was back in January of 2021. And I'm talking about no other than Nevada Exploration Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NVDEF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up because they are on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NGE. With us today is the president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. James Buskert. James, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Everett. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Since the last time we've spoken, it's been a little while. You released some results from your first hole of your current 10-hole program in Southgrass Valley, which is in Nevada. And your team teamed up with a new driller to work with the balance of the program. Can you tell us or give us some how the results turned out to be and what you're looking forward and how the current program is scheduled?
Yeah, you bet. The 10 holes that we designed here to test a target that we call East Golden Gorge. The hole spacing, how we've laid out the program is all really based on what we know about some of the big deposits at the north end of the valley that we're in, namely Cortez Hills and Gold Rush. And they each have different geometries. One's more of a pipe and one's more of a flat line sort of geometry. And in order to test our East Golden Gorge target for a variety of geometries, we believe it takes 10 holes. And that's really where this 10-hole program came from. And we divided the program conceptually kind of two phases. The first was some pretty deep holes from the east that step back through a major structural feature that also get down to our target. And those first few holes were really just to validate that this exploration concept in a target we've yet to actually reach because it's relatively deep, basically confirming that our target concept is hanging together. And that's what the first hole was doing. We're now doing that with a second hole here. It's our hole 13, we're calling it. And these first couple holes are really hitting it out of the park in terms of confirming geologically that we have a good handle on what's happening. And so we're transitioning now from that first phase to now continuing on with the balance of the holes, which is to make sure we've got this constellation of 10 drill holes to test this target for what we believe could be a potentially globally significant new discovery. So the first hole was very significant in terms of confirming our interpretation of the geology. But one of the challenges with these super deep holes is that they're difficult and the drilling conditions are difficult. And so to continue to try and de-risk the project, what we've partnered with a new drilling company. It's called Drill NV, or new to us, whereby they've given us the guarantee that they are going to hit our target depths or else they don't get paid. So
wow.
a fixed cost. They're assuming all cost risk, all execution risk, and they're also taking a 25% equity piece in their payment because they really believe in the project and they want to take a ride on the upside. So we've got an equity partner, we've got cost certainty, and we've de-risked it in terms of getting depth certainty. So the drilling program is going well in terms of the results and in terms of how we expect to execute the next holes. It's been a big step in terms of de-risking the entire project.
Well, in addition to bringing in Drill NV at the end of last year, you also brought in a new director, Nancy Richter. You can tell us who Nancy is and why now and why her?
Yeah, well, we've been working with Nancy in a consulting role during the summer and getting to know each other and building what's become a very nice relationship. And Nancy has spent a lot of time in Nevada, and in particular, a lot of time in Nevada's three main Carlin camps. And those of us that understand our story know that while Nevada is an excellent place to explore, the vast, vast majority of its ounces come from one style of deposit called these Carlin-type deposits. And 80% of those Carlin ounces come from only three camps, which is Cortez, Turquoise Ridge, and Carlin. Well, Nancy was Barrick's exploration manager first at Turquoise Ridge. Then she was the exploration manager at Cortez. So two of those three camps she's led Barrick's exploration of. And then ultimately she rose to being Barrick's U.S. exploration manager. And as part of that, she led a team which has discovered with probably the most significant discovery in the last 10 years in Nevada, which is now called Four Mile. So she'd retired. She'd taken a little bit of time off. She wanted to get back involved in the industry in some capacity. And there simply isn't another junior in Nevada advancing brand new Carlin-style projects of the scale that we're doing. So it was just a fantastic match, and we feel very fortunate to be able to work with Nancy here as we advance these projects.
Couldn't agree more. Well, let me ask you this. In parallel with your current drilling program at Softgrass Valley, which is in Carlin Type Gold Project, you've just announced a new strategic alliance with Astro Resources to target, another style gold deposit in a million acre or area of interest. Can you tell us a little bit more about the alliance and how's that going to work?
Yeah. Historically, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we had a much larger portfolio of projects. After completing our big generative program to identify a whole portfolio of new undercover projects in Nevada, there was a time when we were advancing more than 10 of them in parallel. But as the cycles changed, we collapsed back to Carlin-type projects as being what's become our forte. We think they've got the biggest upside if you have to only focus on one type of deposit type. But some of these projects we spent more than $1 million at historically to move them forward. And they've been on the shelf, so to speak. And we've always wanted to find an opportunity to bring them back in such a way that we could expose our stakeholders to their upside, but also in a way that didn't, that prevented the dilution, if you will, moving forward. So what we've done with Astro is we agreed to an area in Nevada. It represents, oh, I don't know, 10% of our generative reconnaissance program historically. So it's not it's a small area of our larger database, but an area that we believe is very prospective. It's an area that we've already done a lot of work, and Astro's now got the ability to move a number of targets forward within this box, this million acre box, whereby we get to enjoy a 30% carry interest until an initial 750,000 ounce resource. So it doesn't matter how much they have to spend, tens and tens of millions of dollars, to be able to achieve those sorts of milestones generally, and our interest is fixed. And when we compare that to the sorts of deals that are being done elsewhere in Nevada by our peers, they're usually tied to dollar amounts. So, you know, $10, $15 million turns 70%. But us then being a minority partner, having to fund a minority interest, which is basically having to write a blank check for something that's still fairly conceptual, those minority interests are very hard to fund usually. So by fixing our the point we have to begin to contribute to a point where we've got a resource allows us to have much greater certainty in order to be able to fund our portion moving forward. So we're excited to be able to add what we expect to be a number of new projects into the pipeline, with which we'll expect to see work on many of them over the next year or two. So we think in addition to our continued focus on our core Carlin projects where we're advancing them ourselves right now, these additional epithermal style projects are going to be an opportunity for our stakeholders to be able to take additional rides on a number of other projects where we've already invested a lot of time and a lot of money.
James, I want to switch gears here just for a second. Talk about valuations. You know, and when I look at your company, I see it at around $0.05, $0.05, maybe sometimes fluctuating to $0.06, and the market cap between $9 and $10 million. It seems to me it's completely undervalued and not even, you know, correctly aligned with what you guys are sitting on. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, the general meter sticks, the milestones that people use to value early stage exploration companies are all based on grams per ton in drill holes, which
exactly
which really speaks to an outdated way of exploring, which is let's scratch and sniff, let's find a hand sample, let's find a historic drill hole, let's twin it, let's try and grow this little tip of the iceberg bigger. Well, we have seen over the last 20 years that that approach to exploration, while it may have worked 30, 40, 50 years ago, for the last 20 years, that has been a value destroyer in the aggregate. Well, there's always examples people can point to where they're successful companies. The amount of money that's been spent in aggregate employing this now outdated strategy has destroyed billions of dollars of shareholder value. So not wanting to repeat these same mistakes, we're really going back to the company-making strategies that the oil and gas company used, that the major Rio Tintos and the BHPs of the world use, which is going into a prolific search space that hasn't yet been explored, that's got a significant residual endowment of potentially globally significant new discoveries, and then using the best science over a very large area to come up with a systematic approach that's not simply based on trying to get lucky. And the problem with that challenge is that the capital markets are so used to now funding 20 years of scratch and sniff exploration that we're having to re-educate the market. And so it's up to us to do things like this, keep in touch with you, and educate people. This is exactly what we're looking to do at this phase of the program, and this is what constitutes a success. And I believe that our continued work at Southgrass Valley is going to be able to unlock a lot of value in terms of validating our exploration model, as well as being able to introduce these other projects through strategic partnerships like with Astro to entire new markets such as Australia, where these sorts of regional scale programs are far more well understood as because they're much more common. So it's really, I think, continuing to achieve a little bit more on the ground as well as broadening the capital markets bases in which we're operating in.
If you want to know more about the company, you can go to their website. It's nevadaexploration.com, or you can go to the OTC markets, look them up. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NVDEF. If you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NGE. Real quick, you got about 30 seconds to have the last word here, James. What's the takeaway from today's interview for my listeners and your stockholders?
The last couple drill holes at Southgrass Valley have taken what was previously a conceptual target. We hadn't yet got a drill bit all the way down to where this particular host unit intersected this particular structure. We've now done that with our last completed hole, which is hole 12. And this theoretical exploration concept is now rooted in actual core. And it's been a big step in terms of de-risking the program and given us the encouragement to continue with the entire 10-hole program. So it's been a big year in terms of the geology, and then adding the strategic drilling partnership, which basically allows us to focus on the geology while they focus on executing the drilling, allows us to focus really where we create the best value. So the project's been de-risked, and how we're executing is really focusing on creating value. So it's been a big year for us.
James, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 60 days and give us an update. I don't want to have to wait another 12 or 13 months to hear what's going on with your project.
Well, I look forward to that.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.